Three, two, one. What's up, party people? Hopefully, you are having a wonderful start to your Labor Day weekend. This is Saturday, September 4th, 2021. We're going to get after it this weekend. We're going to talk about what we're getting after this weekend, what we've been doing, and what we're going to do. I'm so happy to be back on the microphone. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for mature audiences. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. Let's start the show. So glad to be back on the microphone to talk to y'all a little bit. We're gonna talk about something today that I continually talk to couples about, new people about, and time and time again, even people that have been in the lifestyle for a long time. This podcast today is going to talk about communication, and I am just going to throw out a little story that happened over last weekend that'll kind of tell you where I'm going, put you in a frame of mind, and just help you navigate the waters of swinging, especially if you are new to the lifestyle. If you have been in a lifestyle and your partner is new to the lifestyle, maybe you're dating someone new now and you're trying to get them involved in the lifestyle. I hear that a lot. So that's what today's podcast really quickly is going to be about. Let me get some housekeeping things out of the way. You know, this is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. You know, we have a group about the 400 members strong, and it is on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We Swing LV is our group on Facebook. The way to get into that group or see the people in the group or get involved in our interracial group, which is a unique group. Obviously, it's an interracial group, so that makes it unique, but all are welcome. We don't exclude people. We're not about that. We're about inclusion because we are swingers. If you'd like to be involved with that group or see what's going on with the group, just friend me. You can friend me or my wife on Facebook. It's easier to friend me because I'm the one who handles that. E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N. My name is Damon Earl Bolden, but I use my middle name for that on that Facebook group. E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N. If you friend me on Facebook and just say you want to join the group, I'll put you in there. As I always mention, sometimes I look to see if you have swinger friends, and if you don't, sometimes I'm hesitant to put you in the group, but don't be concerned. Just send me an IM message and say, hey, want to look around, thinking about getting in the lifestyle, want to look at your group, and then I'll put you in. But if you're random and you don't have any lifestyle friends, sometimes I'm a little hesitant to put you in the group. We want to make sure that it's something for you, that you're ready for the experience. And maybe you have some questions, man. And this is the place to get those questions answered, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to see something a little more racy from the members of our group, and they do get out there and get a little bit wild, we can't do those type of things on Facebook. So we also have a MeWe group, a little over 100 strong. We're trying to grow that. That's for the people that really like that. You know what? Let me just get right to the chase. For the guys who like to have their dick out all the time, they go to MeWe and throw it out there because they could do that. And the females as well. For the females who like to just reveal it all and entice our members to be like, you want some of this? This is what it looks like. That's the place to go. Okay? So, excuse me. If you're not part of MeWe, just join the MeWe app. It is free. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything where y'all have to drop any funds to get our information. So get the MeWe app, download it on your phone. And then send me a message that you want to join, and I will send you the link, and then you can kind of check us out in a more X-rated setting to see what's going on there, and also get information about our group there. So two good ways to get a hold of us, follow us, Facebook and MeWe. Got that out of the way. I get a lot of emails, as you know. I talk about it all the time. A lot of the topics that I talk about are directly from the emails. weswinglv@gmail.com. weswinglv@gmail. If you have any questions or concerns or something you want to ask me, you want to ask what's going on, IM me, email me. We're accessible. We're here to help. We just want to have fun. This is what it's all about, okay? Life is short. We are swingers. We enjoy what we do. We are not ashamed of what we do. And we want everybody in our group and people that want to be a part of the group or people that are just interested in swinging. Come on, man. Figure out what we're doing. Find out what we're doing. See if it's right for you. And we certainly hope it is. Like I said, life is short. Get it in. All right. So let me get back to my topic of communication. I'm going to back it up just a little bit. Let me tell you, man, the last, I'm going to say 3 weeks, we have been going hard. I've been playing solo a little bit, like I always do. My lovely wife allows me to do that. But also, we've been getting it in as a couple a little bit too. And so that always brings a smile to my face because I always like for my wife to have a good time. She's pretty picky, but when she does get it in, she likes to get it in. I got a little funny story about that. But the reason why I'm talking about communication today is I've had a couple of females contact me and say, hey, I'm bringing a guy into the lifestyle and he's new. Hasn't been in a lifestyle before and is not a swinger. How do I introduce him to this? And this is the topic of today's podcast. Communication. Now, I know I've probably had a podcast before. I've probably had 40, 50 podcasts. I don't know how many I've done. I should do more, but you know what? You get tired of me talking. I like to talk a lot. I like to throw podcasts out there when I think the information is relevant. You might get tired of me just saying, I played here and I played there. But getting the information out is also really, really important about why we do what we do and how we do what we do to make it successful. Okay, so getting back to that, a couple females contacted me and said, you know, I have a guy. He's new. I really like him. I told him that I was in the lifestyle. He said he was down, that he was interested. How do I introduce him to the lifestyle? Okay. And that can be a little bit tricky. First of all, having a conversation with that person about who you are as a person and why you do it is key. Because right off the bat, that male, you know, us guys, we have some egos. And I don't know why it is like it is, maybe just through history, you know, men got big egos. But I know when I was younger, a lot younger, if I had met a woman and she said to me, you know, I like to sleep with several guys and I want to sleep with you too. And I want to go places where I sleep with several guys and you can watch me. That's too much for some guys. They're like, they're too possessive. And they're just like, we're in a relationship or we're going out and you belong to me. If that is the case with the guy that you meet, the lifestyle is never going to be for him. Okay. Trying to change somebody's deep-rooted beliefs for your instant pleasure usually doesn't happen. Okay. Or they use it as a vendetta. Well, if you could do it, I could do it. It could be tricky and it could be complicated. The person has to have an open mind, okay? And you can't use your sexual relation like a possession. I don't own my wife. She's not my property. she wants to fuck somebody else, all she got to do is just tell me and have fun. Okay? That's just the way it is. But a lot of people, that's too much for them. That's too much for them to think about somebody bouncing up and down on the girl that they sleep next to. They can't do it. They can't process it. I can't convince you to process it. I can't really teach you how to process it. I can't tell you how to tell, especially a man, that it's okay that he watched somebody go balls deep in you. They just, some guys are never going to be able to wrap their brain around it. I don't understand why. I'm not a psychologist. You know, I would think if you communicate and you come up with some rules, it could be the best life that you could ever have. But some people are not going to be able to wrap their brain around it. And that's the way it is. So you have to go into that knowing that may be the case. Okay. But if you get past that and the guy says, hey, I'm down, what's next? That's what the podcast is about. Communicate. Now, if I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times. Come up with some rules that you will both be comfortable with and then stick to those rules. That's it. Come up with, communicate, talk about what you like and what you don't like, what you do and what you don't do, what situations you may be in that would make either one of you feel uncomfortable. Have that plan, stick together, try it, open your mind, try it. Find a couple that you're interested in. If it's a female that likes more than one guy, introduce one guy, make sure the guy is comfortable. You know, I know somebody who's a real hard hitter. I'm not going to mention his name. He's a really hard hitter. But sometimes too many people in the room kind of messes with his game a little bit. Okay? And he's been in the lifestyle for a long time. Now, me, on the other hand, the more the merrier. I don't care if there's 3 people in a room or 100 people in a room. I'm going to get mine. But I've been in the game a long time. Okay? Some people, the pressure is, I've been under that. I'm not Superman. Okay? I've been under that pressure too, where I was like, ooh, like only me and this other person are playing, but there's 12 other people in the room. So it kind of seems like it's a performance. And I've been in that situation where I was like, man, my equipment ain't working like it's supposed to, because now all the pressure's on me to put on a show because no one else is playing but me. I have been in that situation once or twice. You got to work mentally through it. Sometimes you got to back off and be like, hey, I ain't ready. Those things happen. But let me tell you what happened last weekend so I can kind of move this story in a position where you understand why I even brought this topic up today. So last weekend, Sundays is our normal day to go to Whispers. They have a great pool party and a lot of great people come to Whispers pool party on Sundays to play. So it's a real play atmosphere. You know, you get there at noon, you communicate, you might have a little something to eat, you people are having a few drinks, they're in the pool, they're talking a lot, and you start to eye a few people that you're interested in, and you know, by about 2 o'clock, I'm like, all right, let's get the play started. Like it's open like noon or 10 to 6. I don't want to wait till like 5:15 to be like, maybe I should play. That's a desperate move. That's what I used to do when I was really, really young and I was vanilla, not in the lifestyle. You be at the club all night. You see this girl all night. They gonna shut the lights on at 1:30. At 1:15, you decide you're gonna make your move. Too late. Too late. Okay? That's now you desperate. She could see it. You ain't taking her home. She could see it. You waited all night to make your move. It's too late. Make that move early. Cultivate that, what you're trying to get accomplished, so that by the time the end of the night comes, she says, yeah, I think I'm gonna go home with you. That's the move. But I didn't learn that right away. I was just like them other guys. End of the night, club is closing, lights turn on. Let me see if I can score real quick. That is not a good move. That's not a good move. Don't wait till the end. Look around, see what you may be interested in, and start shooting your game early, because you just never know. You never know what their situation is. I don't know how many times, you know, I've waited and waited and waited and talked to a female, and then she was like, ooh, you should have hit me earlier because we about to leave. Fuck. That happens. So getting into this a little bit, this female contacts my wife and I, and she says, I'm bringing somebody new, not in the lifestyle, to the pool party. I would feel comfortable if you guys showed up. Help me out. Help me make this guy feel comfortable. And we're like, absolutely. Of course. Of course we'll show up, meet the new young man, see if he has any questions. A lot of other of our friends are going to be there. We're going to make it a family-friendly type of thing. Man, let's help your man fit right in. You know, maybe he's a cool dude. Maybe it'd be a cool dude to be in the group. So we show up, and nice-looking young man. Younger man. I could say young man because I'm old. But nice-looking young black man, and she's happy that he's there, and we're having a good time, and everything is great. So this story is twofold, so it's kind of funny, but let me tell you how it breaks down. So as you know, my wife doesn't play that much. She enjoys the lifestyle, being around the people. A lot of her friends are in the lifestyle, and she just enjoys the atmosphere. But she's not a hard charger. She doesn't play with everybody. She's really selective. But there's the, by the way, 2021's Jedi of the Year, Charles. I think he's going to take that title. He has been going really, really hard. But just one of the guys I know. I know a lot of guys. You know, Tone last year was 2020's Jedi of the Year. Charles might be 2021's Jedi of the Year. We'll see. There's still a few months left in the year. But my man been getting after it. So my wife has a little liking for this gentleman. And come about 2 o'clock, 2:30, she says to me, I'm going to go play with Charles. Okay, baby, go play with Charles. Go have fun. So I see Charles slip off and head for the clubhouse. And a couple minutes later, my wife goes, I think she gets her something to drink and slips off to the clubhouse. And so they're going to go play. I stay in the pool. I'm having a good time. I'm scoping out the scene. I see one or two lovely females that I would like to play with. And so I'm shooting my game. So 5-10 minutes goes by, and the lady who brought this new gentleman, she's in the hot tub, and I'm in the hot tub, and we're talking. And I said, hey, where'd your guy go? And she says, oh, I think he went in there to get something to eat. And I said, well, you know what? That sounds pretty good. I need to get something to drink anyway. I said, I'm going to get out of the hot tub and go in, check on my wife, and get something to drink. So as I'm walking around, I go into the clubhouse, and I'm checking some of the rooms, and all the doors are open but one. And so I figure that's where my wife is. So the lady who brought the new guy happened to be standing behind me. So as I open the door, Charles is getting up off my wife, and the new guy is getting on my wife. So let me explain that to you again. As I open the door, Charles is finishing up. My wife's laying on the bed, legs up in the air and open. And the new dude is jumping in. And I'm like, oh, so my wife is double fisting today. That's rare. But you know what? If she likes who she's playing with and she's having a good time, who am I to judge? Here's what we go with. Communication is the key, though. Here's how this all ties in. The lady who brought the new dude who was standing behind me saw her guy jump on my wife as Charles was getting off of my wife, and now she's got an attitude. Communication is the key, right? So she brings this new guy. Obviously, they didn't communicate about him playing. She thinks he's eating. He's balls deep in my wife. Obviously, they didn't communicate about him playing at all. And now she's mad because he didn't tell her that he was going to play at all. But let me backtrack this just a little bit. When we were all four of us were in the hot tub together, the whole time she kept saying, I'm solo. I brought him, but I'm not attached to anybody. I don't have a boyfriend. I brought him, but I'm free to do what I want. Okay. He took that as a sign. I'm only assuming because I'm not in his head or her head. I'm assuming he took that as a sign is, well, she's solo, free to do what she wants to do. I'm at a swing club and people are playing. I see somebody I'm interested in playing with. I'm going to play. They did not have that communication talk because when she saw him pounding one out on my wife, she got an attitude like, we didn't discuss this. You guys should have discussed that. You brought somebody new into the lifestyle. Here's where I go back to the beginning. Communicate. Have a plan. Talk about if this scenario comes up, how are we going to handle it? Am I free to do this? Am I not free to do this? Can I play without you? Are we only playing together? Are you comfortable with me being with certain women and not other, or vice versa? Is he comfortable with seeing her play with one guy, two guys, as many guys, and he's new? Can he handle that? All of this can be complicated if you don't communicate. Okay, now, later, my wife spoke to her, because, you know, my wife, she been in the game long enough. She could clearly sense that the gal was upset because she left, and then he got up and he left, and a couple other people were in the room, then they left because now she got an attitude. I stayed because when I went in the room and this gal was behind me, another gal was walking down the hall I wanted to play with. So I was like, well, door's open. I grabbed her hand and I started playing with her. And my wife stayed in there and me and my wife and her played for a little bit. So it was all good. It was all good. Charles came back in the room and played. So we still had a good time. But this lady who brought the new guy had a little bit of a case because her and the new guy did not communicate about what would happen and what scenarios may come up. You know, again, I'm going to defense him a little bit. I don't know what communication they had. Obviously, it wasn't good communication, but she was putting out the vibe to all of us at the pool that she was solo, she brought him, and she could do what she wanted. But apparently that didn't apply for him. Who knows why that was the case? Communication is the key. Now I'm going to take this one step further. Okay, so this is funny, and I'm going to end on this note. Now, I walk into the room, and Charles is getting up off my wife, and the new guy is getting on my wife. She didn't say she was going to go play with two guys. I don't really give a fuck, but communication is the key. If she said, honey, I'm going to play with Charles and maybe another guy, and I'm going to get wild today, okay, then I'm prepared for that. Now, if we weren't as strong in our relationship as we are, I walk into the room, one guy's getting off, another guy's getting on, I'd be like, hey, what the fuck? What are you gangbanging? What the fuck are you doing? No, I don't have that attitude at all. But later when my wife and I talked, I said, hey, remember back at Planet Hollywood when I ended up in one room and I was supposed to be someplace and these things kind of happened and I ended up with Annette and you kind of had a little case of the ass. I was like, I could put that same shoe on the other foot now, couldn't I? I didn't, but I could. Communication is the key. Because what's the first thing she said to me? It's the same thing I said to her at Planet Hollywood. If you listen to that story when I threw the party on the strip, you'll know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. What happened was, really quickly, is I said I was going someplace. I ended up someplace else because I was looking for Tony. And I got into the room and he was playing. And the girl looked so good. I was just like, fuck this. I'm jumping in. She was like, you want to jump in? I was like, I was jumping in. I didn't take the couple seconds to text my wife and say, hey, I'm going to play. So she had a little attitude for about 15, 20 minutes. But we got over it, whatever the case may be. Shoes on the other foot. I could have said, well, you didn't say you were going to play with two guys. What she said to me was, oh, you know what? I was playing with Charles. He was in. When I took my clothes off, the guy said, oh, wow, I want to play with you too. I should have took a minute or two to tell you that I was going to play with this guy too, but I didn't. See? Same thing. Same exact thing. She gave me the same excuse that I gave her at Planet Hollywood. That I got caught up. The timing was off. I decided to play. I'm sorry I didn't communicate with you. That's it. That's it. Just move forward. I'm sorry I didn't communicate with you. I should have let you know. And you know what? I'm going to put this down when it comes to playing spur of the moment. Okay? I'm going to end with this. Sometime, so she's already playing. The dude was in there just watching. But he said to me, when your wife took her clothes off, I was like, oh, shit, I need to have some of this. She's already playing with Charles. He wants to jump in, too. My wife's like, okay. So should she have said, stopped in the middle of playing with Charles? He's already balls deep. Stopped. Put her clothes on or no clothes at Swing Club. She could have came out nude. Stopped his progression. Came out to the pool or looked for me. Tell me she's also going to play with another guy. Now they're all cold. Come back into the room and continue playing because she let me know. I think that's a little much. I think it's a little much. I think me finding out and being the man that I am, hey, she's playing with a couple guys, not just one guy. I said, hey, what's going on with this? She was like, man, I got caught up, spur of the moment. I was attracted to this dude. I'm playing with this guy. This guy jumped in. She's like, I already got my legs open. I'm already fucking, so I'm taking dick. I might as well take some dick. Okay. That's all you got to say to me is got caught up in the moment. But it's got to work both ways. It's got to work both ways. Okay, so I'm playing with a woman in the room, and another woman comes in, and I'm like, oh, you want some too? Shit, let me get on this too. And then my wife walks in and said, oh, well, I thought you were only playing with such and such. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. This is our new rule now. If you get caught up and a couple other people come in the room and you're just playing to play, go ahead and play. We'll talk about it later. Not that, well, you said you're playing with A, but then I caught you playing with B. Unless you guys have some kind of problem with B, you know what? Keep the play going. That's what the lifestyle is all about. You're maneuvering through, you know, friends and relationships and experiences, and you're just supposed to have a good time. Leave that petty shit at the door. But communicate, people. Communicate. Okay? That's all I got to say on this little quick 30-minute podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday weekend. We're supposed to start that off last night at LV Playhouse. I didn't end up going. I stayed home. Minaj is having a hotel takeover today. We'll be at that tonight. We hope to be at Whispers tomorrow. I think it's sold out. I don't know what we're doing Monday. We're going to Cigar Bar today. We'll be at Enfuegos, 2 o'clock Enfuegos. If you like to smoke cigars, I think some of the members of the group are going to be there. Man, it's going to be a fabulous weekend. Hopefully I get on the mic sooner than later to let you guys know what's going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I didn't have a chance to bring it all up. I'll do that on the next podcast. I love y'all. Be safe. Have fun. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Play, play, play. We'll catch you on the other side. Peace.